Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Future Anxiety Fighter. You know that feeling when you're beating yourself up over a mistake, replaying it in your head like some kind of mental horror show? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something powerful. Self-compassion and radical acceptance. These aren't just fluffy words. They're the keys to unlocking a whole new level of inner peace, even in the face of, well, everything. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. Big ones, little ones. Sometimes it feels like a cosmic joke where we're all trying to juggle flaming bowling pins on a tightrope while being pelted with confetti and bad jokes. It's a lot. And in the midst of all that chaos, it's easy to forget about the most important person. Ourselves. Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember that friend who tripped, spilled their coffee, and then blamed themselves for ruining their whole day? Yeah, that's where self-compassion comes in. You'd probably say something like, "Hey, it happens to the best of us. Just shake it off and try again." So why not extend that same level of understanding to yourself? Radical acceptance? Think of it as agreeing to disagree with your inner critic. That voice that constantly whispers doubts, exaggerates mistakes, and judges your every move. Yeah, that one. It's time to acknowledge its presence, but refuse to let it run the show. It's not about ignoring negative thoughts or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them, accepting them as part of the human experience, and then choosing to focus on something more positive. Ready for 5 concrete takeaways that you can actually use? Because this isn't just some theoretical fluff. We're going to get practical. First, practice mindful self-talk. Catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control and replace them with kinder, more realistic ones. Instead of, "I'm such a failure," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." Second, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good stuff, the little things that make life worth living. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt laugh with a friend. Third, engage in activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or just taking a long bath, carve out time for things that bring you joy and help you recharge. Fourth, remember that setbacks are not failures. They're opportunities to learn, grow, and become more resilient. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up and believe in you. Those connections are essential, especially when times get tough. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager, presenting a new campaign to her team. She puts her heart and soul into it, poring over every detail, visualizing success. But during the presentation, she stumbles over a few words and suddenly feels like an incompetent mess. She starts to doubt herself, replaying her mistakes in her head, thinking, "I messed it up. I'm not good enough." This is where self-compassion comes in. Sarah needs to remember that everyone makes mistakes, even the best of us. She needs to acknowledge her feelings of embarrassment without letting them define her worth. She can learn from this experience, adjust her approach next time, and continue to shine. Remember, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and unwavering self-belief. So, start treating yourself with the kindness you deserve. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and all the good things life has to offer. This is your daily reminder to be kind to yourself, even when it feels hard. Practice those mindful affirmations, savor those little moments of joy, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until tomorrow, keep fighting the good fight.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.